Bilni was still a man of his time. He retained the fastings and vigils of his former days so that he could dedicate more time to the study of the scriptures. At one period of his life, he ate only one meal a day and allowed himself just 4 hours to sleep. Meanwhile, he visited the madhouse to offer solace and hope to the benighted souls within its walls. He attended to the lepers who lived in a house beyond Cambridge, bandaging their wounds with clean sheets and speaking to them of Jesus Christ. He even visited the jail, especially those awaiting execution, and soon Bilni took a new convert along with him, Father Hugh Latimer. Hugh Latimer had been a most zealous defender of the church. As men of Cambridge University, Latimer had heard of Bilni, and Bilni of he. While others feared Hugh Latimer as a Saul of Tarsus set against those who read the New Testament, Thomas Bilni set about to convert him into Paul. One day Bilni visited Latimer and asked if he might make confession to him. Latimer was surprised. Didn't Bilni preach that Christ alone was mediator? What need had Bilni of a priest? And yet how could Latimer refuse? So Thomas Bilni confessed all. Not only his sins and the troubles of his conscience, but also the marvellous change when he had repented and been forgiven all his sins through Jesus Christ. The older man had been caught off guard and heard what he never would have chosen to hear, and so by God's grace Latimer believed what he would never have chosen to believe. These two men, united in the peace of their hearts, set off to minister to the most desperate people in Cambridge and beyond. They even worked to procure a king's pardon for a woman who was wrongly accused of murdering her child. This was no idle faith, and Bilney's feet wanted to go further. So in 1525, he applied for a license to preach the gospel right across the diocese of his bishop. This license was given, and Bilni walked into the sights of Lord Cardinal Wolsey. Lord Cardinal Wolsey wielded great power in England. While he surely knew that the New Testament was being smuggled into England, it seems that he initially underestimated the effect of the gospel. When asked to recommend the 10 most able scholars of Cambridge University to bolster the position of the Oxford University, Cardinal Wolsey sent 10 able men, not realizing that they were also pious men, with reformation in their hearts and a desire to convert men to Jesus Christ. He saw this influence as heretical, and the last thing he wanted to do was to spread such views. They must be contained if they were to be eradicated.